Welcome to another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Here we go.
Can't believe they're still allowing us to do this.
I know. Don't say anything.
We haven't been cut yet.
Before they catch on. Hey, if you ever want to say hi or just check in, comment on something we talked about, ask a question, whatever it is. You know, we do have our very own hotline. Imagine that. It's area 856-318-9873, the Kevin and Casey hotline. I called it a hotline. It makes it sound so much more important.
That's right.
You
that's
know, right. The hotline. Woo! Picture the bat phone. You know, and by the way, if you ever leave a comment, you know that it may, depending on how interesting and pertinent it is, it may end up in the next podcast.
That's right.
You might hear yourself in the next podcast, or you can email if you'd like. Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey. At kevinhilly.com. You're a wine person, right? You love wine.
I do.
I know you
yeah.
do. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't classify myself as a sophisticated wino, though. I'm really not. No, I'm all about that. I like the sweet stuff. I don't like the dry stuff. I mean, I'm the redneck that would add grape juice to a dry red wine just to get it down.
Aren't those two words mutually exclusive? Sophisticated wino?
Yeah, that's exactly it, and I'm not that. So give me a cheap bottle of Moscato, and I'll be happy.
It's like jumbo shrimp, you know what I mean? Two words.
You're right.
But Franzia, isn't that the one in the box? Isn't that the boxed wine?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
They are now selling juice boxes, boxed wine juice boxes.
Oh, buddy.
About three glasses of wine in each. They're actually going to be rolling them out sometime later on this month.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Can you imagine?
I'm just thinking, that's perfect for going out on the boat or floating.
You have
a little juice box.
Just come with a straw.
Make sure your kids understand which one is theirs.
This is mommy's juice.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I would hope it's got the little straw, although that'd be weird to drink wine out of a straw.
That's what I'm saying. Wine purists are hearing that going, a straw.
I don't think wine purists drink wine out of a box anyway.
What kind of hee-haw rednecks are these?
That's right. You know? Oh my gosh.
But
that's fun though.
Isn't that the
it's expression? Horrible.
Isn't it wine called like mommy's juice? Remember? You ever hear that?
No, but I would agree. That and tequila, you know.
I mean, you know, it's I don't know.
That's fun.
A juice box is about three.
I'm surprised they hadn't rolled this out earlier, honestly. Like, what took them this
Somebody
long?
Just thought
I mean,
of
juice
it.
Boxes have been a thing for decades.
Well, the popularity of juice boxes, is that true?
And
actually, you can put anything in, though. It does not be wine. You think of Jack Daniels in it. I'm just saying.
Hey, we just gave him this great idea.
And a juice box is so much more attractive than a flask.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Nobody questions a juice box. You whip out a flask, and everybody's looking.
It's
like,
acceptable around children, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
You can bring it to the ball game and pull out a juice box. You know, you pull out a flask.
You know what, though? Now that we say that out loud, I'm seeing so many lawsuits ahead of us. Not us individually, but the company. So they better make sure they put some really good warning labels.
Friends, You know what this reminds me of? Seriously, our niece lived with us years ago, and she had a boyfriend and who did not exactly come from the most sophisticated family. I'll just put it like that. And we were talking about wine one day at our house. He goes, oh, yeah, my family, they used the good stuff from the box.
Well,
yes,
it could
they
be
did.
Better than other. Hey, it's better than what was that? Boone's Farm. You know, back when you
that was
teenager.
Ripple, wasn't it?
Maybe not necessarily teenagers.
I'm with you though, Casey. I don't know anything about wine.
No,
I really don't.
I just you know.
And the thing is, you know, you have the Wine and Brew Fest each year with the chamber.
Yeah, but I don't have to buy any of it. It's just sample, and you can try. You pick what you like. I don't care what it says on the bottle as long as it tastes good.
Yeah, that's true.
The one thing, I'm getting back to the whole, oh man, sharing a cooler, having normal juice boxes and your wine juice boxes, this would be the ideal for them. They really need to put a picture of like broccoli or something on them to deter kids.
So the kids don't go for the wine box.
Yeah, because really, I mean, you don't want the box to look too attractive.
You don't want this.
Put broccoli or Brussels
sprouts
or something.
A picture of a cartoon clown or something on
no,
it. Yeah, no,
right.
Exactly.
That would be wrong.
Have you ever sent your husband out shopping for something? You know, you give him the shopping list. And then,
yes, but I don't like to because he doesn't follow the list. He really doesn't.
See, I'm terrible like that too. Not because I don't follow the list, but I can't find things.
That's true. I shouldn't say he doesn't follow the list. He does follow the list, but then there's always and then some. So especially if he goes to Walmart. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he got 10 things on the list, and he comes out with 20.
And it doesn't help that Walmart changes their aisles around every other month.
I do. I think
Walmart, do you hear me?
They do. To keep us on our toes.
I'm just saying. This is where they used to keep the potato chips. Now it's in aisle 7 or whatever.
You know, that's their marketing tactic, because then you have to look for it. So you have to walk around, which while you're walking around, you're looking at other things, and you're adding to your cart. That's why they move everything all the time. It is.
Genius.
That's why you have to go from one side of the store to the other.
I never
that should be an aisle away. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about, I know the employees hate it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, I mean,
Can you imagine having to move it yourself?
No, exactly. Well, that,
you
yeah.
manage a certain aisle, and you're like, oh, where did those chips go?
That's true.
Two aisles down now.
Well, I've talked to them. I've seen them, you know, and I'll say something like, oh, don't tell me they moved this again. And they'll roll their eyes and be yeah, I know.
Yeah,
trust me.
Exactly.
I know. You know. So it's like, okay, well, a woman somewhere along the lines sent, in Ohio, I think she is, but she sent her husband out with a fake shopping list because she was tired of him always, you know, like just sitting around or whatever. She was always doing the shopping. And maybe he was complaining about what she was bringing home.
Okay.
So I think she finally said, hey, you know what? Why don't you go do the shopping? He was like, oh, it'll be fine. I'll show you how this is done.
Oh.
And she gave him a list, a fake shopping list.
Oh, my gosh. So, in other words, fake items?
Fake items.
Oh,
things that
wow.
do not exist.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Just for the enjoyment of knowing that he's wandering all over the store. 3% milk. That was one of the... one of the things on there.
I wonder how long he looked for that one.
I wonder.
Oh, man.
See,
how many people he asked.
I'm the type of person who will ask, you
oh,
know.
Oh, I would have loved to have followed him.
Seedless strawberries.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I looked at this. I didn't know those don't exist.
Okay.
I would have been a perfect
Donna,
foil.
If you're listening, you can really have some fun here.
She's listening. Okay. Fat-free hummus.
Fat-free hummus. Okay.
Again.
You know, that one probably could have gotten me, too. I'm not I'll eat hummus every now and then, but I don't, it's not something that's usually a staple.
Unsour cream.
Unsour cream. Oh, my gosh.
That's cream, right?
So it's cream. See, if he was smart, he could have bought some, like, heavy cream or something.
Right.
There you go.
See? Well, yeah, and some of these things, honestly, he's probably just going to substitute what he thinks.
Exactly.
So, like, on the 3% milk? 2%, close enough.
2% is good enough.
Come on,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
She had too much fun on this one. Seedless strawberries, I would never have thought.
Diet Coke.
Diet.
And
Coke.
And she put in parentheses, you might have to ask because it's new.
Please tell me she contacted the grocery store and asked for the video surveillance.
Oh.
I would have. That's funny.
Actually, she ought to contact the store and say, listen, if this guy, he's wearing a red shirt and he's balding, okay? If he asks for any help, just... tell them you don't know where something is.
It's here, but we're just not sure where.
Exactly.
Continue to look for it.
Let me see. What else did she have on this? Wheat Thins. And then in parentheses, again, the ones in the blue box. Do you know what is that?
I think they're in yellow boxes. I don't
see,
know. But that's funny.
Again,
you know?
Mellow cheese.
Mellow. Oh, instead of mild?
I don't know.
That's okay.
Sounds like a great name for a 60s band, though. Mellow Cheese.
Mellow Cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mellow Cheese. And organic Pop-Tarts. That was the other thing on her list there.
That
but again,
is funny.
See, if I'm him, I'm bringing this stuff home, and I'm like, well, this is the best I could do. Here you go. You
so know. We'll need to look into it and see if she posts afterwards what he did come home with. Because honestly, I'm curious. That's funny. That is.
That is amazing. Dictionary.com. Just added a bunch of new words.
So is it affiliated Webster? I mean, is there...
No.
Okay.
The Webster would be rolling over in his grave with this stuff. Or Mr. Webster gave up on our language long ago.
Probably.
Okay. They've added 300 new words and phrases to their official lexicon. So
wow.
Just a few.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Some of these are
let's see
acronyms.
If I know any of them.
They're
okay.
acronyms.
And I'm terrible at those. I have to Google those.
Right. Exactly. Like, I see why... In case you missed it, I see why am I?
I wouldn't have known that one.
Whenever people do it,
gosh,
I mean, I just figured out BTW.
But okay,
by the way,
got that.
See,
got
and
that
I find
one.
Myself using that now in text too,
BTW.
which I hate. I hate the fact that I've lowered myself to our culture.
I do the LOL. I think that's about
well, LOL
it.
Has been around long enough, yeah. But okay, but these are some of the words that Dictionary.com has added. Screen time, and it's two words, by the way.
Can you do that in the dictionary? Like two words?
I guess.
That doesn't seem right. Okay.
The amount of time spent watching content on a screen.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear of kids' screen time.
JOMO.
J-O-M-O. JOMO. I don't know.
You know what FOMO is?
No.
You don't know what FOMO is?
No.
F-O-M-O. I found one Casey doesn't know.
No.
Fear of missing out.
Oh my gosh. No, I would
so you don't want to you don't want to miss this show, or you don't want to not be at this event. Fear of missing out.
I'm glad you clarified. My mind went completely different.
Well, JOMO is basically the opposite of that. It's the joy of missing out. It's a feeling of contentment with one's own pursuits and activities.
Wow. That's too much.
I've never heard JOMO. I've never seen it written anywhere.
No. Mm-mm. Okay.
I think dictionary.com is just pranking us. I really womp womp.
Womp womp. Okay, so like womp womp.
Womp womp.
Okay, yeah. I got that one. How do you spell it? W-O-M-P?
W-O-M-P, W-O-M-P.
Womp,
two words.
Womp. Okay.
Used to dismiss or mock a failure.
Yeah, no, that's true. Or you do the smack my forehead. See, I had to ask a friend with that one.
S-M.
Yeah. S-M-F, right?
Smack my forehead. Now, I don't know about
face.
I know shake my head.
Oh.
S-M-H.
Okay.
Shaking my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was smack my head. Maybe that's what I thought it was. See, I don't know.
Kevin and Casey podcast is a huge failure. Womp, womp.
That's right.
Okay.
Smack my head.
Let's see what else. These are words that dictionary.com has added. Whelp.
Whelp.
Now, see, whelp is a real word.
Isn't that what, like when you get hit or something, you have a whelp?
No, that's a welt.
Oh, God.
That's a welt.
I don't know.
Well,
you could have got away with that. All right.
It's an informal variant of well, used
whelp?
To indicate disappointment.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Welp. But whelp. Isn't whelp a word used with
I have used whelp.
Dogs or puppies? Like if a dog is done nursing, it's whelped or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. I don't know what word you're talking about, but I know it's similar. I don't know. Maybe it is whelp.
I don't know.
Whelping?
Whelping.
Shoot, I don't know.
She's whelping him.
I have used the word whelp before.
Know.
Whelp.
Any of our agricultural friends?
Yeah, please help us out.
Help us out here. We're really.
What does that mean?
And this is my favorite one. Okay, well, let me give you another acronym,
okay.
And then I'll tell you my favorite one on here. JSYK.
J-S.
And you'll be forgiven if you don't get the,
well, I know, just so you know.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
I had to picture that one. Okay,
the
just
bells
so you know.
For Casey. Look at you. Just
I got one,
so
finally.
You just so you know. JSYK. Okay. All right, this is my favorite.
Okay.
And they've added again, these are words and phrases that have found their way into popular usage.
Yes.
Dictionary.com decided they've made the list. Dad joke.
Dad joke? Oh, that's funny.
You've heard about it.
Well, yeah, you
dad,
do see that all over.
Really, really bad joke. They say corny, generally unfunny, reminiscent
True.
Of the types of remarks made by middle-aged or elderly fathers. Okay.
That's horrible.
Here's why this is my favorite. Our youngest was over the other day, 23 years old, and we were having dinner, and we had beans with it. And I said to her, you know, beans are very, very good for your heart. And she said, Dad, I saw that coming a mile away. I knew you were going to bring it up. Beans are good for your heart?
Oh, no, I haven't heard. No.
The more you eat, the more you fart?
Oh,
you never heard that?
See, beans,
the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot.
That's the one I
right.
heard.
The full-length one, the one I remember, is beans are good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So have beans at every meal.
That's
okay?
Right. That's
but she saw
so
it coming.
She knew.
Soon as she looked down at the plate and saw beans, she knew Dad was going to make
that
joke.
Funny.
She goes, we've heard the same joke for 20 years.
I was like, it wasn't the first time.
So
every time there's beans.
I am the king of dad jokes around. My
That's
kids,
not a bad thing, though, because I consider
roll
that
their
entertainment
eyes.
Also.
Well, yes,
he may not be laughing. With you,
right,
laughing at
I won't you, have them laughing at me. It's fine. But as your kids get older,
right.
You will get to do. But see, there is a difference between dad jokes and mom jokes, I think.
I believe that. Yeah.
Like dad jokes are like,
cheesier.
Oh, yeah.
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 Mom jokes, moms, I think, like, try to be cool.
Yeah.
Like, in
yeah.
a way, dads are like, we already know we're not cool. So it's okay. We're just going to wear
they
that
think
one.
They're really cool. And
like
then
a badge. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So. There you go.
Those acronyms. Those are horrible.
It's enough. They are. They are awful. JSYK.
Yes.
We have a.
I got that one.
Oh, I'm going to get to use this one. Look, JSYK. We have an email address.
Nice tie-in. Very good.
That you can stay in touch with Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com. let us know what you think.
Yeah. Or share some stories. If you see anything funny that you think we'd enjoy talking about, yeah, that would be great.
You know, topic you want us to bring up? Yes. Sure. We'd love to. Or you can call us if you'd like. 856-318-9873.
That'd be great.
Casey, this is always so much fun.
It is fun. It's I learn something new every time.
There you go. We're educational and fun.
That's right.
It's the Kevin and Casey podcast.